So in this video, we're going to talk about, is the housing market going to finally crash? What signs are we seeing? And what can you do to prepare for a housing crash? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. And the reason being is we got headline news right here. Mortgage rates rose to the highest level in January. So scratching your head. But demand is still growing. But what I want to talk about in today's video is right through here. If you actually just Google housing crash, this is what you're going to come up with. Incoming housing crash. This is 3 days ago. Redfin issues dire housing warning. Crash, 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 crash. City, whatever. You're going to get these housing crash people, I guess I'll put it that way, with the housing crash. But the weird thing is, if you go back through here and you took more of these videos, you can see through here, Zillow predicts, look at this one, breaking. Zillow predicts 40% cut in home prices. Well, when you try to Google that and do the research, it really never adds up. So are we in for a housing crash, and what can you do to prepare for it? So without further ado, let's get over to it. So my name is Dan Frio. I do these videos actually twice a day to inform you guys what's going on with mortgage rates and mortgage programs to help assist you guys if you're looking to buy or maybe refinance currently in this market. The reason why I do this video every day is I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. Yeah, I work at a federal bank, and I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. The slogan we have here, and I'll explain it to you at the end of this video, is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Like I said, I'll give you that at the end of this video. So what you're here for is to figure out what's going on with housing and these things over through here. So let's get over to it. So right through here, here's what we saw. Mortgage rates rose to the highest level since January. I'm going to go through that. It's just teetering between 6, 7, 5, and 7. It just can't crack either one of those. That's what we're seeing right now, but the demand is still high. If you go back in time and look at a lot of, you know, you just Google search some things, housing crash and things like that, this is what you start getting, you know, incoming housing crash. And these people are still talking about it, you know, right now, 13 hours, days ago, 18 hours ago, and so forth. If you really click into these, what are they, are they telling us anything we really don't know or we don't understand? You see here, 1 week ago, breaking, Zillow 40% deep discounts and cuts. Let's go and see how accurate these things are. So first, let's bring out this one. Zillow cuts 40%. Well, let's go over here. Zillow. Zillow turns, and this came out a month ago. Is there anything any quicker? No, Zillow turns negative. This is a month ago. Okay, so let's just pick this. This is probably the most recent one. And let's see what Zillow's telling us. So if we go through here, and this is the most recent one, it's a month ago. Let's see if Zillow's predicting a 40% house cuts. That didn't even happen during the 2008 crash in most of the country. Let's see. Zillow predicts U.S. housing will fall 1.7%. But right here it says breaking news, Zillow 40% cuts. So these are the things you have to worry about, these folks. And if you really dig into these videos, you can go through here. And I just picked out this company. I forget who it is. I think it's Sach, S-A-C-H or something like that. Let's go. Let me just let you understand these things. So don't turn the dial. I want you to understand why you're seeing videos like this. So let's just go back in time. This is a person that's getting about 100,000 hits a day. Okay, so let's go back 4 years ago. All right, let's see what they were doing. So they did, you know, credit report things, and they got 300 views. Sell your home, they got 300 views. Let's go and see when their views actually started picking up. We got 500. We got 13,000 stop buying houses. Okay, a housing collapse is coming. Do you see a trend there? Housing collapse, 5,000. If you go down here, they're getting 500. So this is starting to work. Okay, so I wonder if we emphasize it a little bit more. Foreclosures. Housing prices are going to drop. Foreclosures are starting. 151,000 hits. So that he's making, which you have to understand, they're making a lot of money on these clicks. So do you get 151,000 clicks on something that's kind of nonsense? You know, this is 2 years ago where they're predicting, look, should you buy a house 2 years ago? The housing crash they said started was going to be worse than 2008. Well, the reason why a lot of people do this is you see down through here, they get 143 views if they just talk about general information and educational information. But if you go up to here and you're like, oh, the housing market is going to crash, the biggest, you know, crash ever. Let's just look at one of these. It began. 81 predict U.S. recession 2 years ago. Well, that one got 40,000 views. Let's go up. So you get my point. A lot of these guys are making more money on YouTube than they are selling homes. So that's what I want to go over through there. So if you go back, you're going to see housing market, you know, it's plummeting. So that's what these guys are doing. So let's really dive in to the really the nitty gritty right, behind a lot of these. And this is another one. You know, they are always picking out these the worst case scenarios for you to buy a house. So let's leave it at that. I'm not going to drill down that. What you have to understand when you're looking at housing is these things here. You have to look at the economy. What you really have to do if you're looking to buy a house, figure out what your areas looks like. So go out and find a realtor. But the first thing you need to do is get pre-qualified. But is now the time to buy? What are rates going to do? What's the housing market going to do? So let's just go to some of the predictions that are out there. And I'll give you my take on interest rates, and then we'll get to the home and prices here shortly. So interest rates are going to be determined on these things right through here. It's going to be the Federal Reserve, it's going to be tariffs, it's going to be a whole bunch of other things. So let's just caption what's going to happen this week, because we have a lot of data coming in tomorrow and Friday. So let's get over to it. This is going to take us to where we're expecting interest rates to go short term. Then I'll give you my midterm and my long-term perspective on this. So let's see what's coming out the rest of this week. So today is Wednesday. We have Federal Reserve members, Kashkarian. He's going to speak this morning. Well, he already spoke, it looks like. He's actually not a bad person to be speaking, because he usually doesn't make the markets really skew one way or another. OPEC's meeting, that's going to tell us about oil. FOMC member Williams speaks today as well. We have the five-year Treasury note. Last reading came in 3.99, but over my head, folks. So we're going to see how that comes in today. That's really the only thing coming in today, as well as the FOMC meetings. We're going to see what they really talked about behind closed doors. What I mean by FOMC, that's the Federal Reserve. Okay, what's coming out tomorrow, these are pieces of the puzzle that the Federal Reserve really monitors to figure out what they're going to do with interest rates. So if we have the Fed reduce rates, you know, half, 0.75%, you're going to see a huge market swing in a lot of things, because you're going to see mortgage rates kind of drop accordingly as well. And when you see mortgage rates, if they can get to 6.5%, you're going to see a market open. If they get to 6, you're going to see the market going flat wide open, and sales are going to start really ticking. So here's what we're seeing right through here. Here's the news coming in tomorrow. We have continued jobless claims. That gives us the job market growth and what that's doing. We have the GDP coming out as well. Okay. What also we have coming out on Friday is the PCE. Now, this is the number one factor that the Federal Reserve monitors when it comes to inflation. I'm not going to go over through the numbers now, because we're going to wait for those to come out. So that's what we're seeing the next 2 days. So the biggest news that we're seeing right now is just tariffs. The Federal Reserve can come in right now and say, kind of, I won't say whatever they want, but they can come in and say, well, we're just going to be dependent on what the government does with in regards to tariffs. And that's what they're going to do. And they're going to just keep kicking that can to basically push all the pressure over to the president. Now, you're going to really need to focus in on what the president is doing with the tariff situation and the beautiful, big, beautiful. I reference it that way because it's not what I think, folks. It's just what everybody's calling it. Big, beautiful tax bill. We're going to have to see what happens to both those things. The big, beautiful tax bill, we're going to have results on that fairly quick, I'm assuming, and to figure out where that, what directions that's taking. So now on the other side of the coin, where is this going to take us midterm and long term? Okay, so if tariffs can basically subdue themselves a little bit, if we can get to that 10% basically blanket tariff all over the country, a lot of analysts then can plug in those numbers and say, okay, here's what we're expecting to happen throughout the economy based on this information. And that's what we're really focusing in on. Because big pieces of this puzzle is going to be the inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors coming in right there, but they're really going to be focused in on the jobs report. They're waiting for jobs to just crumble, because right through here, we had some numbers coming in this week. We'll go through here. Durable goods orders right through here. Here's the scary part with this, folks, is durable goods orders. There was a positive 7.6 increase previously, and there's a negative 6.3. These are orders. These are coming down the pike. So if the orders are starting to way slow down, then the labor could potentially slow down accordingly. So we're going to focus in on the labor markets as well as tariffs to really find out what's going to go on with interest rates. And that's why you guys need to show up every day, because I'll do all the research for you. Watch me for 8-9 minutes each morning and evening, and you're going to get the gist of what you need when it comes to real estate. And we also talk about investments here. So let's get over to the stock market. We have green. Well, we'll just say basically this is flat across the board. When's the last time you saw the NASDAQ down 4 points? 4 points. So the market right now is waiting for what? It's waiting for NVIDIA earnings. So they're coming out after the bell. So I'm expecting the markets to be completely flat unless there's something down through here when it comes to tariffs or some inflationary numbers that we're just missing, but there's really nothing that should be out today. Abercrombie & Fitch soars 25%, even as retail slash profits outlook due to tariffs. So as soon as the tariffs come off of this, going to see some basically major activities in the market. So let's go over what I'm expecting short-term, mid-term, and long-term. But we're going to go over to the bond market first because we have to figure out what's going on with these things. So right now, we're looking at mortgage rates. So we look at the MBS market. This is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. Let's just get to the one-day chart. It is down 9 ticks. Well, we had a fantastic day yesterday. Look at the two-day chart. So we moved way up. And now we're giving back a little bit of that. Couldn't it reprieve? It'll probably reprieve right back down to about here, 98.5657. And then we're going to see if that's going to give us a floor right there when it comes to trading. So see how it's stopping right there? We're hoping that just stops and that gives us a floor where we can continue to bounce off of that. But if you look at a five-day trend, it looks like it's your friend right now. So what this means is as long as this market is going up, the bond market with mortgage rates, if the price, this is the price of a bond. If the price is going up, rates are coming down. This is a pretty substantial move, folks. So if you locked in kind of down through here with another lenders, reach out to us. We'd love to see if we can maybe get you a lower rate or maybe lower fees. I'll give you how to reach out to me at the end of this video. So that's what we're seeing right through here throughout the day. That is basically what we have on the agenda for today. There's really no other news through here or anywhere else. So let's get over to recap this. Mortgage rates today will probably be stagnant, waiting for NVIDIA earnings or some relief on the big, beautiful tax bill and or the tariffs. So that's what we're going to see right now. Midterm, it's going to be just completely dependent on those things as well. Long term, what my expectations are, the tariffs will cool down. It's basically the buzzword on Wall Street right now, so everybody's using that for their, you know, their benefit. So I think tariffs are going to start to subside a lot. So what's going to be the next catalyst for all this dilemma? So we're going to try to figure that one out. But my midterm and long-term outlook is rates are going to be steady to on the downside. So on the short term, you're looking at 6.8 to 7%. On the midterm, you're looking about 6.75 to 7%. And on the long term, by the end of the year, looking at 6.5 to maybe 6.75 on that edge, and that's where I'm predicting by the end of the year. So those are my expectations or what to expect. If you want to reach out to me, if you're in the process of looking to buy or refinance your home, please reach us at therateupdate.com. Let me explain to you what I do. So like I said at the beginning, I'm a federally licensed loan officer. I work at a federal bank. But the unique thing about our bank here is we're set up with 33 other lenders. So why did we do that? Well, what are you looking for when you're trying to buy that first house or refinance? You're like, oh my God, I hate doing this because I have to go out there and apply it 4, 5, 6 places is what they tell me. And then I have to then pull my credit. Wonder if you could do that all with one application and one credit pool. Just go to therateupdate.com. That's what we do here. So once you put in your application here, we're going to check the programs and rates that we have here at the bank. But if we can get you a better rate or better programs or even a better situation at another bank that we're set up with, 33 other lenders, that's what we're going to do for you. So to reach out to us, just put in your application right here. You can schedule a consultation with us right here. Skip the front line to go right here. Just give us a phone call. Or you can even go down through here. There's 7 of our top videos right through here of over 3,000 videos we have on YouTube. Now, a lot of you might be saying, well, Dan, don't you have a lot of the crash videos as well? It's sad I don't. If you look at a lot of the crash videos that I posted or the thumbnails, I dig in and I give you the basic, the facts behind the scenes and then make you the person that evaluates should you be buying or not. But I'm not seeing any housing markets right now, maybe Austin and some parts of Florida that are crashing maybe double digits, but I don't see any other parts of the country doing that in 2025 or 2026. So thanks for watching, folks. If you want some help navigating all this, I do have a live event this afternoon at 3:00 where you can ask all your questions live to me, yes, live, and I'll answer any of those questions right there on YouTube at 3 Central Time today. So join us then, and I'll also be back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a great day. God bless, and see you later.